I'm Sean from Voices of Defiance, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legend Studios via the interwebs. It's the Legends Entertainment News stream. I'm the operator.
I'm Wing.
I'm Beef.
And I'm SP.
It's a sausage fest.
It totes.
It is. But it is rare that we have our executive producer on the cast, so that's kind of nice.
Every once in a while, I gotta come here and slap you boys up.
That sounded really, really wrong. You need to phrase that shit, dude.
we're not using phrasing again? Okay.
Phrasing!
Need to get that back in the rotation. Seriously.
Yay. Okay, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's get to it. Beef.
News time!
You know, I was going to ask the question.
The gun, it was bangs.
I could, I could have asked you if you were wearing pants or something
news
like that.
News time!
Was Beef went too soon again? Damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
Not the first time, and it won't be the last.
Little preemie. Anyway. Comics.
I was only 5 pounds 9 ounces.
Dear God.
No, really. I was tiny.
I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it was. Hey.
Hey, Star Wars number 4 was awesome this week.
Star Wars number 4 was pretty damn good. It was. The artwork in there is so freaking sweet.
It is amazing for a Star Wars book.
Yeah.
Since my God, the early days of Dark Horse, I haven't been that sweet.
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very true. Yeah, the artwork in Star Wars is really good. Lazarus also number 16 came out. It's getting even more interesting than it was because two of the families are going to war, and so considering they have their own armies, it's going to be extremely interesting to see how they pull this shit off.
The one you're talking about a couple weeks ago, right? With like the warring families with the assassins and whatnot.
Yes. Okay.
Do they basically have books out yet, like trade paperbacks? Or...
Yeah. Actually, the first two are like the first, like, think 6 issues or something like that.
Okay.
So yeah, they're definitely available. Trade paperbacks of Lazarus are available. So yeah, it's so damn good. It's so very good, and I'm hoping they don't screw up the TV series like they did with Powers. But anyway.
Well, now you know that the original writer of the Powers comic book is writing the TV series now. So,
now he is?
Yeah, for season 2, because you know they have to go for season 2.
Oh, thank God.
I'll be honest, I can't go past episode 3.
I can't go past episode 2. I was just getting too angry.
Oh, dear God.
Powers?
Yeah.
I heard you guys talking about it on the podcast. I'm like, I'm not even going to waste my time.
Well, yeah. When you have the choice of watching Powers or Daredevil.
Okay. Since Wing was not on the cast last week and we talked about Daredevil, Wing, what did you think about Daredevil?
Can I have 2 or 3 Sean's cream in a row? Because, wow. I'm a Daredevil fan of the book, and it is known that I have an unhealthy crush on the Ben Affleck Daredevil version. I kind of like this movie. This is one of my guilty pleasure movie. When I watched this TV series, I was like,
I didn't know that. I would have made way more fun of you had I known that.
But now you can. You clearly do not listen to the Gunna Geek podcast because I've been outed there. And on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well. Dude. Listen to Network podcast. Come on.
Sorry, dude.
Especially one that you were on.
Derp.
Good point. Daredevil is one of my favorite characters. When I watch it, and the first episode, I was like, okay, they're going pretty deep. I'm not sure I like the black costume. After episode 3, I was like, okay, this is freaking sweet. When they introduced the Kingpin, and that he was human, insecure, crazy as fuck, I was like, okay, this might just be the best TV show about superhero ever. And I'll be honest, we had the discussion on Gonna Geek, but you can't compare that to the weekly TV shows because they don't have 8 days to to record it and all that stuff. They do have a year to build it up and all that stuff. They have only 13 episodes. So they can't do the what I call the HBO Game of Thrones kind of thing. They pour a lot of money in it. But seriously, except the fact that I'm not sure I like the mask of the red suit that's there for 11 minutes, since so I don't really care, this show is almost perfect. It is a really good show. If you have not streamlined Daredevil yet, that you're a fan of comic book characters or not, you should watch this show. Oh, you should.
You definitely should. It's awesome. I'm generally not a fan of the really violent, dark, and stuff like that. And I won't say this is completely dark. It is comic booky. I mean, there is kind of a heroic aspect to it. But it was some of the best TV, best movies, best screen presence I've seen in a very long time.
The visual is good. The photography is good. The acting is out of this world. It is violent like you have no idea. I mean, Daredevil gets his ass whoop every episode, which like I'm like, why can do you continue to do this? I mean, you had a hook through your rib cage and you still go on. Okay, you're better than me in every way, and you're blind. I hate you. But yeah, no, it is a really, really good TV show. This is one of the Marvel, the MCU universe that actually brings the character that I know from the comic book to life without trying to adapt it too much. It is the comic book. It is Frank Miller. It is dark. It is art. I'll be honest, I'm surprised that SP liked it so much, because when I watched it, I was like, I'm not sure you're going to be able to keep with it, because I know you're not a fan of art at violence in your TV shows.
Yeah, generally not, but this was kind of a slug slinging, you know, down and dirty brawl sort of thing. Kind of almost like Agent Carter was, except for more intense and dark, right? And it was at least the fighting style. So, yeah, it was good. Although there were just some moments there. I'm not going to spoil a thing because you need to go through it. It's there are some spots that are just like, oh, I can't even watch. Oh, tell me when it's over.
Just that hallway scene makes me want to. I haven't watched any of it yet. I hope to. But just that hallway scene makes me want to watch it. And it reminded me of Old Boy.
That's
it was
always,
done in one shot.
The original Old Boy, yeah.
It's not done in one shot. That's a beautiful thing, because if you know about editing and everything, you can see where they did cut.
I could have swore we had something in the news.
Yeah, we had it last week. The first couple of minutes, like the first 3 or 4 minutes of that fight scene was one shot. Everything after that was edited.
You're kidding me.
No, it was all one shot, dude.
Because when he goes out of the shot and you're just looking at the hallway for like a couple of seconds, I could have swore
that's
cut.
That's towards the end of the one track shot.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Yes. I am really impressed then. But if you want to push farther than that without getting too spoilery, you have an episode with Stick, and when you get at the end of this episode, I am sure this is the hook for Iron Fist.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. But it's overall, I mean, and our friends over at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., you guys are going to be doing each episode starring when?
May 27th, we'll be live podcasting on recording our first podcast, and then we'll just go throughout the rest of the summer. We'll take a couple weeks off for vacations and stuff, pretty much we'll be going. And also, Ant-Man, well, Haley kind of put it on the schedule, and we got a podcast.
Are you going to have to go see Ant-Man? Are your cast going to be released before us again?
Yeah, be our guest. Matter of fact, you can come on our podcast and podcast about Ant-Man. It's your podcast anyway.
Just saying, we've been talking about doing Guardians of the Galaxy again, just to put that in your face.
Good Lord. Okay, so back to the comic. Apparently, Iceman is gay. The world is spinning, but to take it back a little bit, the recent storyline in X-Men is the original five X-Men as teenagers, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Iceman, Beast, and Angel, were pushed forward in time to present day. And they've been interacting with their future selves. Apparently, younger Iceman, younger Bobby Drake, is turning out he is gay. And older Iceman has been written as straight. So apparently they are going to deal with whether or not older Iceman has always been that way and whatnot.
Is there going to be like the gay paradox then? Or, I mean,
that sounds like Bendis writing, I'm just saying.
It does sound like Bendis writing. Because it is Bendis writing.
Oh, Bendis. It is Bendis writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is Bendis writing. It's here's the only issue that
What's
I have with
the difference
it,
if he's gay? Right. It's just all of a sudden that now it's more paradoxical than anything to me, I think.
I think that's part of it. I think the quote-unquote big deal is the fact that it wasn't mentioned prior to this. There was no build-up to this. Up until this point, there have been, I think, two or three superheroes that have come out as gay. And there's always been this media build-up to the issue. Here, there was nothing. It, like, came out and he came out. It's like, that was it.
I'm a little desensitized to it because of Venture Brothers and Archer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And it also shows in the overall comic book industry, it's no longer this big, oh my God, kind of thing. It's more like a, yeah.
Didn't someone in Archie just come out as gay?
But may I say that?
I want to say you're right, and I can't think of who it is.
Yeah. But may I say that's actually good that we don't react that way anymore?
No, absolutely.
It just means that it becomes something of, you know, it's not something of note anymore. It's just like how you are.
Yeah,
and
but
that's
we're also not the mainstream mouth-breathing masses either.
We're not? Seriously?
Beef, you are not mainstream at all.
You are a mouth breather, though.
True.
I'm kidding.
It is, you know what I mean. No, we're not.
Yeah.
Oh my God, someone's gay. Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
Right. People
exactly.
are people. Whatever you want.
Yeah, peoples whatever. Is peoples. Muppets take
so
Manhattan.
Why should it be that you and I should get along so awfully? Depeche Mode. But the only issue that I have with this is, are they going to keep it this way after the Marvel reboot? Because it's going to affect everything.
Well, you said they do that every, like, 5 minutes anyway, so what the hell's the
no,
difference?
No, I'm talking, like, no, they're going to reboot the entire universe. I brought this up previously. They're going to have, like, all of the comic books be rebooted.
And DC does that every 5 years. Yeah, but right. Marvel never did it.
Oh. Never did it at all.
Okay. I thought.
So
I,
that's, go ahead.
I just said, I thought from our previous talks it was they had both done it every 5 or 10 years, but.
No. DC has done it a couple of times, but Marvel, this will be their first.
Marvel tried to do it at the start of the 90s, and they were like, no, we're not going to go that way. We're going to back off.
They just sold characters off instead.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But DC is really comfortable doing that every 5 years, and just before it happens, they always make like some crazy changes, look at the media, and like, okay, we're going to actually reset that. Keep this, reset that. Mm-hmm. They're doing like a melting pot dish every
it's
5 years.
It's like a test market. They put shit out and see what sticks and then get rid of the other stuff.
And that's how fans like me get to be like, I'm not going to buy all of your series anymore.
I'm just going to buy one or two issues, maybe the main storyline one and
Digress and stuff because, well, Nightwing, but besides that,
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be honest, DC kind of lost me in the last couple of years because of it, because I'm like, okay, my favorite Flash is Wally West. He's not existing anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But getting on to some gaming news, the trailer for Star Wars Battlefront came out.
And
holy crap, that looks sweet.
What is this? Is this like
this is a video game, my friend.
No. I get that. But is it like, do we know if it's a strategic game, if it's a first-person shooter, if it's a...
It's a first-person shooter that is kind of a Call of Duty thing where you get on the beach and you shoot people. The interesting thing in all this is that, well, the Star Wars trailer came out. And now that we know that the Dune planet is not Tatooine, it's Jakku. If you pre-order this game, you get to play the Battle of Jakku, which will be a big thing in Star Wars Episode 7. Not in Star Wars Episode 7, but like in the legacy. What happened between 6
right.
and 7.
In the storyline, but the prequel. Like you won't mm-hmm. see it. It's just the setup.
Exactly. So you know that big Super Star Destroyer on Jakku, which mm-hmm. which my favorite meme on the internet right now? You know, Lana, that's how we get Jawas.
Yeah, that's great.
What are you talking about?
In the very first couple shots of the trailer, there's the big Star Destroyer crashed into the desert what? Planet.
I saw an X-Wing. I didn't
Dude,
see
Dude, you didn't see the up. Super Star Destroyer in the background?
I'd say there's an X-Wing. Of course I didn't see anything
How
else.
How can you not?
Oh, my God. It dwarfs
oh
the
my,
X-Wing
it
by
looked
like
a fucking
100.
Mountain.
I saw, I mean, the Millennium Watch Falcon it. Flies through it. I got
Pull
it.
The trailer oh, up again.
No, okay. it did not
no,
fly through
that's
that.
Not the same thing.
I well, think it's the same
okay.
thing.
Okay, shut up. But it's from a different angle. You can see it from the front. Anyways, Beavers. I said that was from. I thought that was
We're
maybe.
Home.
Yeah, I know. I shut up. I thought that was maybe from the Star Wars Unleashed wing. I thought that was from when the dude brought the one down in that game.
Oh, Unleashed yeah, is not canon anymore.
Yeah, I know, but I still. When I first saw the trailer, that's what I thought. I didn't know they were going to build it into the prequel of the game or the movie or. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Whatever. I'm really. When I saw that, I'm really excited about it. There's also the rumor that because of this game, Boba Fett is actually alive, and that's yep. canon as well.
Which could yep. be cool.
I saw
the other
Ego
thing
Sarlacc
is,
pit.
And when the books come out in September, they are probably going to have the battle in it.
You're talking about the sticker book. Well,
no.
Oh, okay.
No. The books that take place between A New Hope and Force Awakens.
Are yeah. they making the new pop-up books? You know, the ones that you.
I think they're doing stuff? New pop-up books. I
That'd
think.
Be awesome.
I look at the list of the 20 books that they say they're canon, and there's like teen books and a mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. a sticker book and a pop-up book, and I'm like. Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. That's how they're getting around that shit. But there are three actual. It's going to be a trilogy of books that take place between episode six and seven. And yeah. It's going to be. They're going to start off in. I think September. It's going to come out.
Of what came out that is canon right now, I've read New Dawn, which I would say don't spend your money on this. This is really bad. The Tarkin book.
I heard the Tarkin book was very good.
I'm almost done with it, and okay. it's really good. Just the scene where the Emperor get Tarkin and Vader together, mm-hmm. and they're like, okay, who's in charge here? And he looks at them and like, I'm going to let you two figure that out, and leaves the room. They got me there.
Yeah.
They got me there. Then you got all Tarkin saying, this guy makes me think of the only Jedi I respected, Anakin Skywalker, and I'm like, well... Kinda.
Considering it, well, okay. We'll move to that news in a second. But another piece of gaming news: Firefly.
Yeah. Take my love. Take
it's
my love.
It's just
land,
to see Nathan Fillion doing the voice and for Mal and everything, and just hanging out with Jane and all. It's like, yeah. It's not the TV show.
It hurts.
It hurts. I miss it, but still.
It's still going to be fun.
It's still going to be fun.
It hurts.
So, on to TV news. Obviously, Daredevil has been renewed for season 10.
Was anybody had any doubt after seeing the first season?
Oh, God,
yes.
No.
Yeah, actually, I did. I did because I didn't know where they wanted to go with the universe in general. Like, if they just wanted to move into the Defenders and not do any solo character stuff anymore.
My mother called me and was like, do you know about that Daredevil thing? That looks pretty good. When it my is. Mother called me for these things, I'm like, oh, they're reaching really far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing that I'm concerned about is they're going to have a different showrunner.
Well, their showrunner is kind of busy with Spider-Man right now.
I know, but still, it's kind of like...
Still a good showrunner, though.
Yeah, yeah, still very good showrunner. So, but there will be a season 2, so... and the trailer for Star Wars Rebels season 2, which...
oh, my God.
Brings me to what we were talking about earlier. Tarkin and Vader. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, all kinds of yes.
The only thing I have to say... James Earl Jones is back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care so about cool. like Aiden Christensen. James Earl Jones
James Earl
is
Jones,
back.
Yeah. yeah.
And it looks badass.
It's so good. I love it. I love this whole thing. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you guys have seen this news story or not. It's not in the news document, but you see the news story that Disney is modifying one of the playrooms or a couple of playrooms on board one of their cruise ships, Destiny, I believe it is.
Yeah, so it can have the Millennium Falcon and whatnot.
Yeah, so my nephew, who just turned 6 this month, just went on a cruise for his spring break with my sister and my mom, and it was that ship. And so I tweeted the story to, or I texted the story to my sister and said, show this to my nephew. And she's like, all right. And she showed it. It was like, he wants to go back on the boat right now.
Yeah. I went to Disney last year, and now I'm hearing that they want to do a park based on Star Wars, or anyway, a part of a park. And I'm like, we need to go back.
Wait a couple of weeks until the movie Tomorrowland comes out.
Yeah.
We need to go back. Just saying. Disney, here's all of my money. Keep doing what you're doing right now.
Take my money.
With Star Wars, with Marvel, with Pixar. You know, here's my money. I don't need a home. Why would I need a home?
Oh, here's one. You going to give them your booze?
Oh. I can't buy booze over there. It's amazing. I can buy Jawa juice.
I think even Beef is actually a little bit excited about Rebels.
I'm very excited about Rebels.
Did I hear that Beef is kind of excited about Star Wars Episode 7 last week?
No. Yes, I'm very excited about it.
I did. I heard and was like, wow, this guy is not. You even mentioned it. You said it again. I'm not a Star Wars guy.
And then I even said maybe it's just old crappy movies I don't like. But
because I wasn't there last week, but there was that Star Wars trailer that came out.
Yeah.
And I might have watched it maybe 100 times. Maybe.
I'm not going to lie. I watched it again this morning.
Yeah. I might wake up in the morning and be like, okay, Batman versus Superman trailer, then Star Wars trailer. Okay, now I can start my day.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. What did you think? You've watched it for a week. What did you think was so special about it?
Han Solo and Chewie are
No. They were just, yes, they were special about it, but they were like, they weren't all of what was special. They were the exclamation point or the stamp at the end.
Perfect.
They were the
perfect way to put it.
I mean, everything else was, it was nostalgic. Like, it felt like 4, 5, and 6. 1, 2, and 3 looked new, looked like dog shit. It just looked weird. And these, the scenes seem bigger. The scenes feel, they feel right. I don't know. It just felt old. I don't know.
I look at the TIE fighter pilot and I see the exact same shot. I know he has a different mask, but I see the exact same angle, the exact same shot. I see TIE fighter with white panel, which is kind of different, but kind of the same. And then I see anger.
It's a real like forward step from where their, not costumes, but outfits or whatever, their shielding would go, their body armor.
That chrome trooper. That chrome
so
trooper
pit, with the cape and the fucking laser
and the
gun.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
But for me, it was trooper.
It was really the moment where you hear the voiceover with Luke, and you don't see each character's face, but you know it's them.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's Luke with R2. You know it's Leia getting the lightsaber. You know that, you know, and you just know that this is how it should be. And that's what really kind of hit me. This is how it should be.
Yeah.
And the exclamation point at the end of Han and Chewie, and it was like, okay.
And the Darth Vader mask that is all like melted and stuff. Luke that seems to have decided to keep the metal and to just remember that this is what kept me from the dark side. And
oh, Luke went bad. He's the one with the broadsword.
I don't think he's the one with the I think that's his son. I hope that's his son.
You think it's his son or his daughter?
I think that's his son, and I think the daughter is the daughter of Han and Leia, and I think Han and Leia got a divorce, and Han was like, frack this shit, and left with Chewie. Yeah.
And he finally got back to the ship?
Yes, the end. I'm sure that I'm kind of hoping that he lost the Millennium Falcon in a game of Pazak or whatever freaking card game they have, and now he's winning it back, and he's like, we're home. On the other end, he has the gun. So probably
they're taking it.
They're taking it back.
Yeah, they're just taking it back. I talk about it and I get excited. This sounds like Star Wars for like 20 years. This sounds like Star Wars again.
A little bit weirded out.
A little bit creeped out, actually.
I might have cried a little bit. I'm just saying.
Well, you do that every day.
This is true. So moving on to the next story, the spinoff of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been rumored will be focused on the Mockingbird-ness, which I'm fine with.
That. She's hot and she seems like a good actress. She can carry that part well.
Adrienne Palicki?
Yeah.
I think she's good.
I just saw her in some other movie too.
Friday Night Lights? I mean, not the TV show, not the movie.
You can watch a Wonder Woman fail pilot and see her in that.
Yeah, it's true. She doesn't look, I mean, it's not.
Not the same.
No.
It's not the same. But yeah, this could be interesting. I'm wondering if this means that they are not going to do Agent Carter anymore.
Yes, Agent Carter is
gone.
Is going to be picked up again.
Oh, okay, good.
What, like another 8 run or whatever?
Yeah, mid-season, they're postulating another mid-season run or whatever. And then there's another series, superhero base, that they're thinking about as well. I don't think any official announcements have been made on any of this.
I think we're going to be talking about that in the rumor section.
There you go.
Yes, we are going to be talking about that in the rumor
section. So Marvel is about to deluge everything with a hashtag, it's all connected universe, in your face, DC sort of thing. But they grew it from the ground up. They didn't put 10 shows on the air at the same time, season one. And neither did DC either. So I'm going to give them a break on that. But it will be all connected, and which is amazing, as we saw with Daredevil. And we're going to see with Jessica Jones, too.
Yes.
It's
Iron Fist.
My only problem is that I don't know where I'm gonna find time.
I'm rapidly running out myself. Thank goodness Justified is off the air. It was so good.
Brilliant.
I'm late on Better Call Saul, though. I still have 2 episodes to watch, and I know the season finally just came out and there's Man playing. I don't know what to do anymore.
You could watch them, you know.
I don't have that much time in a week.
Anyway, the
Gotham
other...
is back. I'm just saying.
Yes, it is.
It's pretty good.
Anyway, so the other news for those who love the 80s and 90s TV show, apparently Fuller House is going to be on Netflix.
Wait, what?
Yeah. No, it's a Full House spinoff.
You're kidding me.
No, it's actually happening.
They are making, what you call it, with Topanga and Dude.
And Dude?
That is true, and we talked about that. Boy Meets World is kind of like Girl Meets World now. It's their kid.
Yeah, well, okay, so, I mean, you're talking about somebody that was, or a series or whatever, that was referenced in Guardians of the Galaxy. So the universe is aware of this show. It's like white single female lawyer. They need their Full House.
True.
No, they don't.
And they're considering the huge audience that just lost their freaking minds on this. Yeah.
Those are the only DVDs that make it through, that are constantly in my van for when the whole family goes somewhere. They just start rolling those things out and it's kind of sad, really.
Now, the interesting thing is I want to see what Netflix does, because I don't see them doing the uber saccharine sweet version.
No, they're going to do the Full House Daredevil version. It's going to be sent dark.
Oh, Danny
San
Tanner going to be coming in, cussing people out. Yes.
They're going to get their ass kicked every week.
Danny Tanner's going to come home from his days on Entourage and as a stand up dirty comedian.
He's going to cuss people out. That's going to be awesome.
It's like, what's that FX new series with Billy Crystal,
comedians
or something like that?
Yeah. So, hey, don't open that. It's an alien planet. Is there air? You don't know. Apparently, there is a talk of putting on a Galaxy Quest TV series.
I'm really too good with that. This should not happen, but I'm really too good
with
that.
What if it sucks, though? I mean,
I know that's
all gonna... those people made that movie. It wasn't.
It probably will, but you know what? I'm kind of good with that.
Now it's like, fuck, I don't even know. It's so like many layers of meta, because you're making a show about a movie about a show.
Yes.
About a show? I don't. Okay.
And a show with a movie in it.
Yeah.
A show.
Skiffy is kind of doing something like this right now, and I don't even remember the freaking title of it, but it's going to premiere, I believe, on June 12th, along with Defiant Season 3, about a bounty hunter. Countdown or something. Anyway, space bounty hunting. And I get the feeling it's going to be a lot more Galaxy Quest-ish than, you know, serious.
Huh.
I'm good with that, too.
Okay.
But there's going to be Hannibal at this point, so I'm not sure.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
My fingers are crossed, but I doubt it will.
So there is plans in the work also for a Muppets TV series. There's been talk about that for a while, though. But it is apparently going to be a little bit more adult-oriented. So
Daredevil.
Maybe Miss Piggy and Kermit will get it on the table or something.
Put it on Netflix and kick his ass every week.
Munch my felt. Munch my felt.
Oh, Kermit.
Wait, so, munch my felt?
Yeah.
He's made out of felt, dude.
They're made out of felt.
Oh, dear God.
They're made out of felt, man.
Yes, so I need to see that show now.
For shit's sakes, Jesus.
I never saw it through that angle.
Miss Piggy, you got some green felt on your lips.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, movie news. I know this is going to come as a shock to some people, but Fast and Furious 7 is still making a shit ton of money.
Fast and Furious 7.
Beat out Paul Blart.
Yeah, I know. Beat out Paul Blart?
Man,
how could you possibly beat out Paul?
Isn't that the movie that got like 6% of Rotten Tomato right now?
What?
Paul Blart?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I have no idea, dude.
I'd be surprised if it had 6%.
Yeah.
I hear it's really, really, really bad.
It looks like shit.
Of course it looks. It's really, really bad.
Did you see the first one?
Jesus.
Do you think I saw the first one?
Well, then that probably explains it.
Oh, no, sorry. You know what? Rotten Tomato, 2%.
Where would that fall on the Spring Breakers level?
It would be Spring Breaker.
You know what? Probably Spring Breaker is worse.
You know what, though? Paul Blart, it's got enough of a fucking following that it made 23.75 million dollars.
So somebody went to see it.
Yeah, but do you think they're going to get a sequel like Spring Breaker is getting?
This is already a part two.
Oh, dear God.
And there was only $30 million to make.
But Fast and Furious is making crazy bank.
It's making all of the money ever.
Right now, anyway.
I want to know what the budget is. Because they just have hashtag or dash. Like, uh-oh.
And you never know what the promotion budget is either.
Right.
That is true. Because marketing is a biatch
and they
to put together.
The budget fuck out is of this thing twice.
Their budget is rumored to be $285 million.
Wow, they made it out of steel.
Yeah. But they're at what, $1.2 billion?
Yeah.
Oh, they're at $294 just American alone.
Do you think there's gonna be a Furious 8?
There are already plans for Furious 8, dude.
Yeah, and 9. You're the one that always talks about that.
Yeah, but they were saying that after like the tragedy of Paul Walker, they were not sure. But at this point, the studio must be like,
At this point right now, the studio is saying, we made enough money on this one. Let's make 8 and 9 back-to-back, and then fuck it. They'll either make it or they won't, and if they make it, we'll reconvene in 3 years or whatever.
When's the last time a part 7 made that
$1 billion?
Harry
part
Potter.
7 of anything. Harry Potter.
Potter. That's it.
Okay. But
nice pull or anything? Come on, guys.
Well, but Harry Potter was an established franchise. These are car movies, which were
Harry
dying by
Harry
tree.
Had a book, what do you call it? Base ticket sales. You know what I mean? Built into it right away.
And Fast and Furious by 3 and 4, that was a franchise that was dying.
By 3, it was a fucking joke.
Yeah.
By 3 and 4 for sure, because 3 was Tokyo Drift, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now 7 is making $1 billion and still going?
Well, because they reimagined it in the 5th installment. I was going to say episode.
I know.
Has anyone seen... No, wait. It's only on one theater.
No, I can't see. I'm not like Daredevil.
Child 44.
What?
I saw that came out.
Oh, Child 44. Yeah. It's still limited release.
Yeah,
it's still limited release. Ex Machina?
Ex Machina is also limited release until next week.
This week.
Oh, yeah, and for everybody, we were supposed to review Ex Machina. It's not even playing in Canada right now.
Yeah, so we're doing that
like
next week.
Like that stopped you before.
Beef, I can't get to a theater to see it. Why? I just can't. It's not playing here.
Well, then maybe you should have...
Maybe you should have thought of that.
I didn't...
Who writes the schedule?
It's not coming out when? Tomorrow?
It looked pretty good. I thought they would release it in one theater. I would have drive to it, but...
When is it coming out by you, you whiner?
I don't know.
Well, you should
look it up.
Right.
We'll talk about it after the cast.
No, so, right now.
Before we get too far away from Fury 7, I listened to your podcast episode on it. Great job, guys. I do have one comment at the very end when Paul Walker veers off during the drag race with the white car going off to the left. You guys didn't talk about it. I just want to mention that is exactly like the missing man formation that a four-ship aircraft do over funerals and stuff when you get one of the aircrafts peeling off like that. So.
That's cool.
That's kind of deep.
That's kind of deep. I didn't even know.
I didn't even put that together.
That's why I'm mentioning it here. It's cool.
It's like you're a pilot or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
But that's pretty cool.
So, amidst the Star Wars Episode 7 trailer... good Lord. There was also the mention of Star Wars Rogue One.
Awesome. Can I scream
which
again?
Is going to be what they call an anthology film, which does not technically fall within, you know, the filming schedule guidelines. They're just going to put it out whenever they put it out. But in this one, Rogue One, it's apparently going to take place before Episode 4, New Hope. And it's going to be a bunch of people stealing Star Wars plans. But the thing is, it's going to be a war movie. It is not going to be, you're not going to have the Force, you're not going to have Jedis.
Regular peeps.
Just regular peeps shooting
Dirty
and fighting
dozen.
Each other, and you're going to have basically good guys being bad and bad guys being good and just war and shooting and dying and
I'd
all
like
that
to
stuff.
See that as a war piece, as a, you know, Saving Private Ryan.
Exactly.
Or some
Saving
shit.
Private Ryan meets Star Wars. That's what I'm down for.
The only thing I have on that is that I would expect there to be some crossover, whether it's just by mention or not, to the XD series, the Disney XD series,
Rebels.
Star Wars Rebels.
Wars?
Yeah, no, Rebels.
Well, if they have to do a crossover, I think that's the perfect movie to do it because it's in the exact same era, which I'm really good with it. But the fact that they're, first of all, it's the first time that we're going to have a Star Wars movie that is not about the Skywalkers. It's the first time that we're going to have a Star Wars movie that is not about Jedis because there's not going to be the Jedi in this one.
Nope.
And it's the first one that they're going to be able to give a different style to it.
Right.
They better knock this out of the park.
Because it is a big risk for them. This is a known property, but not marketed in a known way.
And I hope we see a lot of the, not the Resistance, but the
Rebels.
Rebels?
Yeah, the not the
Rebels. Jar Jar?
Empire?
Yes. Yes, the Empire. I hope we see a bunch of the Empire too, like them.
Oh, absolutely!
Their
yeah,
side
totally.
Of the war. I want to. I want a good balance. I don't want to just see the Rebels.
In fact, I'm really kind of hoping that this is really the moment that we see. I mean, see the fact that Stormtroopers are no longer clones; that they're conscript soldiers.
Who Han Solo in the Academy?
Yeah, all that kind of shit.
Because the rumor is that they're casting Carrie Fisher's daughter. To play Princess Leia younger, which, have you seen her? She looks exactly like her mother a couple
years
ago.
She does, kind of,
It's freaky. That would be really, really good. So if you want to bring this character a little bit younger, that is the that is a perfect time. But just the fact to have, for once, a story that is not of the main story, but in the same universe... I am curious, and it's Gareth Edwards that's directing, the guy that gave us Godzilla. And, you know, the big critic I had about Godzilla is that we didn't see Godzilla that much. So if he can make a Star Wars movie without seeing the main character that much, that would be great. So everything is there. That kind of... It's not a trailer. What is it? It's an interesting video to get you to watch it, which is just like a long shot on a planet that is basically just a forest, and then you see the Death Star in the back. Got me to have chills. It's really, really good. If you can capture that in a whole movie, yes, do your what quote-unquote anthology movie and just make me happy, please. Make me happy. I like to
okay.
be happy.
Okay. Speaking of being happy. All right.
Oh, I'm going to be happy again.
Okay.
Let's hurry up and let Wayne get the happy out of
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about your little Batman Superman flick.
So the Batman Superman trailer leaked, and then they took a page of the Marvel book, and they were like, yeah, let's just put that out there. And we got the Batman Superman trailer, and it's everything I can hope for. It's so good.
Which would be piles and piles of...
No.
It is kind of mad, dude.
Dude, it's complete mad. Okay, I like the fact that they build... So, some people build Superman up to be like a false god or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I get that. That's kind of cool. It's just... It's shots of the fucking... shield or the emblem on his chest, the zoom, they give you the 15 seconds
it's
of
a
actual
teaser
footage
trailer.
In a 2 minute trailer.
It's a
well,
teaser
then don't give
trailer.
Me a 2 minute fucking trailer.
We got a minute and a half Star Wars trailer out of 7 shots in December. This is better than that.
Hell no.
No, it
hell
is.
Hell no.
Not.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Yes, because this is not building out of your nostalgia. This is building out of new stuff.
Have you guys seen the combined trailer, by the way, the Star Wars? I'm going to go back to that. Yes. I'm going to interrupt
good.
Wings happy. But have you seen the combined trailer with all the
yes.
footage from both of them?
It
yes.
is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty
it
sweet.
Is pretty sweet.
But I go back to that because people were trying to compare this to the Star Wars trailer. This is not the second trailer. This is the first trailer. This
no,
become...
this is actually the second trailer. The first trailer...
We did get
the
little...
The first trailer had the costumes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that was
this
it.
This is the second teaser, the 10-second thing.
That 10-second thing doesn't count because
Wait,
all the
no,
shots were in this one.
It does count
one.
Because that Wait. Was the one... that he said he would release prior to the Star Wars celebration.
Okay, the trailer of the trailer doesn't count.
This isn't even the trailer,
it's a teaser. You just said
yes,
that.
Yes, I know, but the teaser the trailer of the teaser trailer, this is stupid. I hate when they do that. But seriously,
making him crazy. It's so awesome.
I love this. I mean, you see
it's
just
cool,
enough
but it's not that good. It's not as in depth as it should be.
It's a year away. It should not be in depth.
Doesn't matter. The only thing that got me excited for it really was, oh, Batman looks beefed up. Oh wow, there's a Batwing. Oh, there's a Tumblr. Oh,
is it the Batwing? I don't think it's the Batwing. I think if it's the Batwing, I think somebody else is controlling it because it's killing people. No, I don't think it's the actual Batwing at this point. It's just a plane.
People was just shooting some shit up.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what's happening there. The only thing you know is that Batman is mad and he's like...
$5. $5.
Look, the only reason Batman is mad is because they took all of his slaves away.
Maybe, but you know, he's like...
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not saying Batman had slaves. I'm saying the guy who played him, his ancestors had slaves. But I'm just going.
If you go back far enough, I'm pretty sure everybody in America, Canada, and fucking the UK
we all have
slaves
at
one point.
Yes,
in time.
At some point. But
horrible to say, but Jesus Christ.
You know, the bad voice.
Did you just say Jesus Christ?
He did.
Yes, he did.
You are so going to hell.
But dude, remember my mom banged him back.
I know.
but that bad voice is really good.
Voice is cool. I will give you that. There are some very awesome parts of this trailer and some great redeeming qualities. But to me, it's a pile of meh because They spent too much time zooming in on like the ooh dramatic shots going over the S on his chest. Or
yes.
Who gives a shit? We know what the fucking symbol looks like. Give me more of a goddamn trailer.
I knew what Tatooine would look like, and I was happy with it in December. So this is the same thing for me.
Tatooine, fuck you.
Okay, so if you're 8 years old and you haven't seen Batman or Superman before, you kind of love that stuff. Wing likes Batman. He liked the trailer. Let's give him that. You guys are all going to go see this movie like opening weekend or the next weekend.
Yeah, you will, because we will review it next weekend. So you will.
I love seeing the shot at some point in time, and you're gonna get the pretty, and you're gonna see it once
I agree. I do agree. Zack Snyder, no matter what you say about him, it is going to be a beautifully shot film.
It is going
to be gorgeous to look at. I'm just hoping that they can bring a story along with it. if they can bring a story along with it. And again, I know I am one of the few people out there. I really liked Man of Steel.
Yeah.
If they can bring that kind of story here, I'm fine.
Well,
but if they just, you know, do a sucker punch thing, fuck you.
That's what I was looking for. That whole time you, once you said he brings it pretty, I'm trying to think of that fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sucker well, goddamn story, just pretty.
But it looks like they're bringing the story because they're bringing all the destruction from Man of Steel back in this one, and everybody being mad about it. The people like kneeling before Kal-El instead of Zod with the Superman logo on the shoulder, and you have like the false god thing, and then you have Batman being. Tell me
again.
Do
I'm
you bleed?
Fine.
Oh my God!
Looks- I am fine with him being looked upon as a false god. I even said, you know, months ago, that's the direction they should go because people would react like that if a guy started flying around doing shit. But
have again, you seen that Ben Affleck shot?
Really?
He looks so
because,
bulked up.
I mean, we've seen a movie that of a guy that did that before. It was called Iron Man, and he had parties.
I don't care about
really
Iron
cool
Man. Have you
parties.
Seen Ben Affleck? Have you
really
seen
cool.
how
oh
big
God.
He is?
What's on? What's next on the fucking docket?
Yeah,
no!
I don't know if you want to go next, but...
No! Because this...
Okay.
I just want to finish with this. This is the thing I watch three times a day since they released it.
I can't wait till they actually give you a regular fucking trailer and you're
really?
Either happy or you hate
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching it three times a day since they released it. I love this trailer because as the kind of movie fan that I am happy that, first of all, they bring out the tone, which is totally different than the Marvel movies. Yes, and people have been bitching.
Did Wing just say he was a movie fan? Because I believe two podcasts ago you guys debated that, and Wing is not a movie fan. You guys are movie fans. Wing is a movie producer.
There you go.
He's a movie critic.
He looks at a movie as how it's shot.
Okay.
Not as a fan.
As a studio, I think that you could distance yourself of what's has already been done, and they're clearly distancing themselves of everything that Marvel has done, and they're going their own way, and I'm really happy with that.
Boom.
Batman and Superman looks perfect in this.
Boom.
Perfect.
I will give you that. It does look different, but I don't know. I think it's way too much hype for the little bit of shit we saw on
oh,
there. Well,
wait.
The shit we saw was great, but it's okay.
Wait, I'm ready to bet $5 that I'm going to get out of this movie and I'm going to be let down. Okay? But right now, my hype is so high.
You're a fucking
idiot. I couldn't
idiot.
Tell.
You
really
always
tell.
Talk about how, I wish I wouldn't have such high expectations when I went into that. Maybe if you wouldn't wake up and watch a trailer 17 times.
Yeah, no, they fucked me up there. My expectations are so high that I will be let down. I know, but I don't care right now because right now this is so
good. This is why
I
drink, you guys. This is why I drink.
This is why you drink. This is it.
Well,
this is why I would drink.
See?
But,
SP gets it.
But you know, in the Trailer Wars weekend, Fantastic Four trailer got me as well because every time I see a trailer, it looks better and better and better
really?
And better.
Because this, no.
I kind of like the previous one more than this one. I think something about the previous one reminded me more of Chronicle, and this didn't. And that's what I was kind of hoping
this
for.
This expounds a little bit on the backstory, which I kind of like, but it, I don't know. I'll be excited to see it. I just. Fantastic Four.
I'm definitely going to see it. I'm definitely going to see it just because of Josh Trank. But still, it's
and also it's on the schedule, so you kind of have to see it.
Well, apparently we're not going to see Ex Machina when we want to because someone's in fucking Canada.
It's not my fault. It's my country's fault.
Yeah. Sure.
Whoa. You. Wow.
Yeah, I know. He's actually blaming something on Canada. Oh, Canada.
So anyway, the Jurassic World trailer also came out.
Which is more piles of mat. I'll go see it, but it's exactly the same goddamn movie as the first one. There's kids trapped under some unbreakable plexiglass wall. Big giant dinosaur steps on them. There's lots of running. There's dinosaurs breaking containment and genetic manipulation.
I don't agree.
It's Chris
I like
Pratt.
Yeah, and I like that
I
trailer
will sit for that.
Because
Star-Lord.
Yeah, well, Star-Lord. And Indiana Jones,
maybe.
Well, right now, just Star-Lord.
Yeah. But I like that trailer because they address every problem I have with the movie before the movie comes out. When they're asking the fact, like, why would you be bigger, badder dinosaur? Well, people always need the next thing because...
Every time they do, they get a bump in attendance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, they're explaining that. Why would you go with the raptor? Well, it's a respect thing. You know, every problem I had with the previous trailer, it's like they answered in that trailer. And I was like, it's like... Trailer that's answering all my questions. Maybe that's a bad thing as the Terminator trailer. I'm not sure yet.
I'll still see it just out of nostalgia for Jurassic Park, but I don't think I'm going to be as happy with it.
Not sure I'm going to pay for a movie ticket for that, though.
That'll be a matinee. That's Jurassic Park is something you have to see on the big screen.
Do you?
Yeah, if nothing else, you see the Dino Shamu.
Oh, that's where I was going to go. Brain fart, thank you. Right after I watched his trailer, the very first thing that they played was, you know, some paleontologist talking about, well, this thing, we'll extrapolate the size of the dinosaur compared to the thing. And they made it like 10 times bigger than it should be. That weird jumping shark-like dinosaur that eats the shark is about 10 times bigger than it really should be.
Yeah.
So unless they genetically modified that one too. No, it totally looks cool.
Yeah, visually.
But they could have done it with... They could have made it just as cool with the one that's 60 or 80 feet long. They didn't need to make it 600 and some odd feet.
Anyway, but, America.
So, all right.
America.
Yeah, in Texas, but still.
America.
Is it in Texas? Because everything's bigger in Texas.
It should be in Texas. There is the first five, looks like the first five or six people who are looking to possibly end up being Spider-Man. One of them is Asa Butterfield, who played Ender.
Okay.
I can see that. Yes. I can really see that.
Especially with the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I can see that, but my only problem with this news is that every time there is a big role that is being cast, we get these lists. The five people that are on the table for this characters, mm-hmm. and it never ends up to be.
Well, they even say in the story, you know, there might be other people on the fringe that are not in this list.
So basically it's everybody that they got in the casting call.
I know everybody has been looking at who's going to play Carol Danvers, right? Which has mm-hmm. been cast, we just don't know who it is yet. Who's going to play, I don't know, this or that. But when it comes to Spider-Man, it's this particular casting is the most unique thing because you're talking about two major movie studios. You're talking about a character that's going to be playing back and forth between solo movies with Sony and then ensemble movies with Marvel. And they are casting it for like 15 years, which I could see because of the interest in comic books right now. And so it's a major character. So this is probably the most interesting casting that we're going to see in a long time.
And in addition to that, to go to the other story, there's going to be the Spider-Man animated film in 2018. Whoever is going to be playing Spider-Man is going to be doing the voice for this movie.
Are they?
Whoever gets this paycheck is going to be.
Lego Movie Batman?
No. This is different. This is being done by Sony, which means the person whoever signs on to do Spider-Man is going to be Spider-Man in both Sony movies and Marvel movies. That includes the cartoon.
Is that confirmed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, DC is doing Batman movies, and I'm pretty sure it's not the same voice that the actor.
No, it's not the same voice. It's not the same. I forget his name.
Yeah,
it was just in my head.
Spot.
No. The guy who did the Lego one.
Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah, comedian. I can't think of his name.
Okay.
But yeah, this person is going to be Spider-Man for the foreseeable future.
Am I the only one that's really sad that we're losing Andrew Garfield? Because I think
no, you're not. I think he was great. I think he was great, but he can't play a 15-year-old.
Nope.
No, I agree. At 32, he can't. But he was really, really good at.
No, he was excellent. He was excellent at it.
Will Arnett.
Thank you,
Batman. And Bruce
Thank
Wayne.
You. But yeah, that's going to be a really interesting casting thing that they're going to pull out. Since we are talking about comic book movies and Marvel movies and DC movies and stuff like that, we should go to the point of one of the reasons why we have asked SP to join us. SP, what are your thoughts
about comic book shows on TV?
Movies, TV, all that shite.
Yeah, yeah. We're in the golden age of comic book movies. I mean, the CGI is right there for it to enable a lot of these stories that were envisioned in some cases 80 years ago. And it's great to actually see them come alive, both on the big screen and the small screen. And there has been a resurgence in that. You know, I was thinking about that. We had the Hero series. We had the Cape and whatever. What was that? No Ordinary Family, I believe, was another one.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Jesus. You know when we were grasping for any superheroes on TV? Yeah. Do you remember that time?
Well, I think at that point in time, TV itself was grasping for the next thing to fill up a void, which they had filled with reality TV shows from like starting in 2000 when Survivor came on. Some other big shows that are still around or were around for a while, The Bachelor, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, Biggest Loser, of course, American Idol still going, and The Voice. You also had documentary style reality shows like Deadliest Catch started in 2005. So in the early 2000s, reality TV was king, and we were all like, "Oh no, let's get some good scripted TV," because it was again at the tail end for us sci-fi people at the tail end of the Star Trek run that I forget when Enterprise went off the air, but it was about that same time. You did have Battlestar Galactica start up about 2003, 2004, but and Stargate SG-1, but comic book shows did not take hold until Arrow, right? So Arrow is in its third season, so Arrow made it possible to bring an actual comic book show onto it's cable, but it's network TV because CBS owns CW. And now there's just an explosion. Now, Marvel, a lot of people, I mean, you could go into the history or whatever, but Marvel made it possible with the MCU to bring in Marvel shows onto ABC. DC was like, okay, we can do this on TV. And if you take a look at the reality TV shows, though, they only lasted... The list I gave, some of them lasted 10 years, but they really only lasted like 5 years. And you take a look at their ratings, right? They started out, some of them, with like 20 million with Survivor and 23 million at the end of American Idol, their first year, which was 2002. But they dwindled really quickly down to that 3 to 5, maybe 7 million. And then they're canceled because they can no longer be viable, even reality TV shows at that point in time, for advertisers to pay them money for those time slots. So with the diversity of comic book shows, right now you have Gotham on Monday nights. You have Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Tuesday nights. You have Arrow on Thursday nights. And there's room for a Supergirl show. There's room for maybe a couple others. But right now we're talking about like 3 DC spinoffs and 2 or 3 spot possible Marvel shows or spinoffs. I think at some point in time, you're going to diversify your audience enough so you're not going to get the ratings to move forward. We've already seen Constantine, which may or may not be canceled. And I think more shows will start to go that way. And there's a shelf life for this. And the good will survive, probably maybe a little bit longer than they should, especially with all these crossovers that are happening. I mean, a lot of people are looking at Arrow right now going, what happened to that show? And I don't know. I don't know how much time we have. I want to say we have 3 to 5 years, but it might just be 2 to 3 years before the bottom drops out, if that.
I'm just hoping that the Teen Titans show can go up. Because there's going to be Nightwing
in it.
So you
do a Nightwing thing.
And there's the rumor that the Atom show is going to be called Legends of Tomorrow. And if it's called Legends of Tomorrow, we're going to sue. I'm just saying.
No, God, yeah. That's just copyright infringement right there.
We're ready. I have lawyers lined up. We're going to sue because we need the Legends of Tomorrow cast right there.
Here's truckfuls of cash. Truckfuls.
Yes. And Legends of Tomorrow cast is going to be run by SP because he has a Marvel show and he needs a DC all-encompass show as well to make sure that he has no more life anymore. I'm just saying.
Dude, I'm on Starling Tribune. Hello?
Yeah,
the
but you're not
that you produce?
Yeah, but you're just a co-host. We need you to be a full-fledged producer on a DC show as well as a Marvel show.
I got a sci-fi show and a Marvel show. I'm fine. I'm good. Trust me.
Do you really need a life?
I don't have a life now.
Before we get too far off field, when you had brought this up, SP, in the previous cast and stuff, the only issue that I have with comparing it to reality TV shows, there are a couple. One is the cost.
Yeah.
To make a reality show, it is incredibly cheap. I mean, like,
it can
be ridiculously cheap. I mean, you literally only need your talent, a couple of cameramen, some lighting people, some sound people, one or two producers to get the word out, and one writer to say, okay, this is kind of the direction you want to go, go. Beyond that, you need nothing else to make a reality show work. One of the things that I've noticed, though, is that although the thirst for reality show has dwindled a lot, actual reality shows have not gone as far by the wayside as I would have expected by this point. Each station, each major network has at least 2 to 3 reality shows on them.
Yeah, because they don't have enough quality programming to fill those time slots.
Exactly. But the question becomes, yes, the audience in general, and I'm assuming the audience in general, wants actually good TV shows. But the thing is, networks look at this as, what is our budget bottom line? And if we want to have X number of quality shows that we already have, then we need to have really cheap, crappy shows as well. And in order for that to work, we're going to need to keep at least 2 or 3 reality shows on the books for the foreseeable future. Because right, that's the only thing that's going to match their bottom line, so they can save money somewhere. Because they
balance
have to save
the
money
budget.
Somewhere. Exactly. But here's the other thing. Because reality shows, yes, were huge back when, you know.
Huge
freaking shows. So they were very popular early on, and although their popularity has waned a bit, they still exist. They're still a part of the overall network.
Yeah,
you have,
but they're not bill payers anymore.
They're not bill payers anymore, but they're bringing in enough of an audience to justify their existence. If they were not, they would be, for the most part, gone. There wouldn't be 2 or 3 shows on each network. And they certainly wouldn't be in primetime slots during the Monday-Thursday week. They would be on the weekend or whatever. They wouldn't be in a Monday-Thursday shot. They wouldn't be having commercials during the day saying, hey, watch The Voice. Hey, watch Biggest Loser. Hey, watch Amazing Race. Hey, watch blah, 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 blah. Hell's Kitchen or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, right.
So,
Hell's Kitchen.
It's like, Jesus Christ. To say nothing, I'm not even putting cable into this, where as much as I hate the Kardashians with every fiber of my being, still one of the top five in ratings in all of cable. There is a reason why. It's not just E. It's all of freaking cable.
Wait, you're kidding me.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, but that's not much, though. You take a look at the cable. Yeah, the cable ratings are just a fraction of the network ratings still.
But it allows for their bottom line. And there are a lot more cable stations that have that reality type of bullshit.
Yeah, because they have to.
Exactly. But getting back to the network thing. I see, not so much a lot of superhero TV shows over time, but there will be a point where I think there's going to be, as much as you need to have 2 or 3 reality shows on your docket, you need to have 1 superhero show on your docket.
I want 2 or 3 sci-fi shows.
I would love to have 2 or 3 sci-fi shows. I'd love to have 2 or 3, you know, superhero shows and stuff, but you need to have at least the one to go with whatever fantasy thing that you've got, because, like, for instance, on ABC you have Once Upon a Time, on Fox you have Sleepy Hollow, God, I forgot the name of that show, damn it. Yes,
that
so
show?
Okay. Yeah. But it's you have each network has their slot for specific types of shows, and I don't see them backing off of that, because it allows them to make their money. It allows them to make their bottom line. And they're going to keep, you know, reality TV shows, because they're so freaking cheap.
Yeah, I don't think we're far apart here. Matter of fact, I don't think we're apart at all.
I don't think we're apart that far apart at all, no.
My concern is just that we're getting deluged with comic book shows that will murky the water up to the point where it'll become a running joke in some circles. It won't get the ratings that they need. They'll be canceled early. There'll be storylines that won't be tied up. And in an interconnected universe, whether it's the DC TV universe or it's the Marvel cinematic universe, doesn't matter. It's going to hurt at some point in time. And it's just, I'm lamenting that it's not being handled properly. So it'll be hard to see until next year, until the rate, and about Christmas time, maybe February next year, we'll really see what happens, because if we really do get these six or seven new shows, it's going to be a full plate.
It's going to be a full plate, but the question, and the other thing that I'm looking at is, and a lot of networks are looking at that as well, is the Live Plus 3, Live Plus 7 ratings. Because more and more people, no matter what the show is, they're not watching it on the night of the premiere. They're not watching it on the night of the broadcast.
Yeah.
They're watching it two or three days later.
Right.
And more... Go ahead.
Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. were one of the top two shows now the past few weeks, at least top five for Same Day Plus 7. But still, the total ratings aren't that great. They're still getting beat out by double or more for NCIS and stuff like that.
True, but then again, NCIS, I mean, look at how many shows, how many NCIS shows. Look how many Law & Order shows there are. Look how many, now there's Chicago Fire and all this other stuff, which is, it still fits in that same procedural drama kind of thing. Every network is going to need at least one or two of those.
Gotham is still getting 80 million in the night, in the plus seven. It's 18 million. I mean,
right,
it's a lot of people.
That's my point, is right now you are getting some heavy hitters. You got Walking Dead, you got Game of Thrones, which actually the ratings aren't so great on that, but you have Gotham.
Wait, the ratings are not good on Game of Thrones?
It's what, only they got 8 million or something like that?
Yeah, but they only have like what? Wow. They haven't even done two episodes yet this season?
That was the first, that was the premiere.
That's what I thought. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
8 million for Game of
Still,
Thrones is
for
really
Game of
low.
Thrones, yeah, that's kind of hurt. That's
right.
So
you get Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, Gotham. You have some heavy hitting comic book or fantasy like shows out there right now, which is great. But my point is that at some point in time, you're not going to get those great shows. Matter of fact, like Daredevil would have just killed it if it was on HBO or Showtime or whatever, but it was on Netflix. So you'll never actually see the ratings for that.
Well, that's the thing, though, that they need to start to look at, because okay, we're talking 8 million for Game of Thrones and we're like, oh, that's it, because we're now, that's gonna sound bad, but we're used to Walking Dead being like, it beats football, but when Arrow's doing 3 million, that's good. When Flash is doing 3.8, that's great. So if Supergirl hit 3 million, that's pretty good. If Titans hit 2.5, 2.8, that's pretty great.
Right. That's good enough to stay on the air on the cable networks they're on, but it's not a bill payer for their network.
No, but it's something that they will, as Operator was saying, that they will need to keep their network.
Yes.
And that's why Supergirl and Titans are not on CW, but on different network that are owned by the same entity.
Yeah, that part is going to be very interesting to see how they play out, because if they do somehow find a way to link Teen Titans with Supergirl and link both of those with Flash and Arrow and link both of those with something happening in Gotham, that would be unprecedented. That would be something on totally different networks and yet somehow the same universe.
I think the closest that you would have gotten would either be the Happy Days. Yeah, Happy Days would
and
be
it would be on the same network. It would just be a different show.
Yeah.
The only show that can survive without that crossover is Gotham, because Gotham is not owned by the same network. And let's face it, at this point, I think we have the proof that Batman sells, even if he's not in his show. Well, he is, but...
But he's not.
He's not in the same
time. We'll see after the Batman versus Superman movie now, won't we?
This is true.
Stop it.
This is true.
But... if we see that Supergirl can work in that same universe, and Titans, I mean, for those who haven't seen Arrow, minor spoiler alert, but the contract of the guy that was playing Arsenal is up. So they found a way to spin out of the of Arrow. But if they can give this guy some contract to go on the Titan show two or three times a season, that might help them to weave everything together and get people to this show. So that could help. I don't know what they're going to do for the Supergirl one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. But that.
The Supergirl show, she's hot. And the Supergirl costume is hot.
As much as I love, you know, hot chicks and Supergirl costumes and giggity, they need something more than that. They need to hit me. They need to hit people with a good story and good writing.
Are you saying that Birds of Prey didn't work? Oh wait, Birds of Prey.
I'm saying that
didn't.
Bionic Woman didn't work. Saying that Bionic Woman didn't work, and that had Katie Sackhoff in it. Yeah.
I miss Katie Sackhoff.
And it should have worked on paper. It should have worked really well, and it just didn't. But okay, so that moving on, a trailer for Black Mass. Now, usually, lately, Johnny Depp has done, like, work.
Yeah.
This is impressive.
Is this the return of Johnny Depp being Johnny Depp and not being Jack Sparrow in every one of his movies?
And I've mentioned this previously on the cast, there are very few actors out there who can do what I call dead eye when a killer is about to kill you and there's just nothing there. In the eyes. There's just nothing but nothing. And I've seen Al Pacino do this. I've seen Robert De Niro do this. I've seen a very, very few people do. This is one of the few times I looked and I'm like, I'm scared for this dude. Because it's just steak, man. And you're tripping the fuck out over steak.
Yeah.
I mean, I like steak too, but god damn, dude.
Yeah, but you like steak, so you understand him.
I
like steak, so I did the... Is it red pill or blue pill? I always get those two confused.
Beef doesn't care.
Nope.
Yep, that's what I thought. All right. Beef, steak, it should have worked. God damn.
Yeah, beef and steak. Come on.
You know?
I'm just saying. Have you seen John Wick, Beef?
Yes.
Okay.
Meh.
What?
Wow.
It was slow in the beginning and not a lot was said, and then it was kind of cool and fun for about an hour, and then I realized, Jesus, there's still like another 40 minutes left.
When that come on Netflix, we're so doing John Wick, I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's funny because he'll probably do it. So previously, SP, I believe, brought this up, but there is talk of a Miss Marvel TV series on ABC, and it's just talk right now. It's just rumor, mainly because the showrunner for American Crime, and unfortunately American Crime, is being canceled. I have not watched it. I'm part of the problem. I admit that, and I'm probably going to catch it on like on demand or something like that at some point because it just looks amazing. But he is interested in doing a Marvel Girl or a Miss Marvel TV series on ABC. I mean, it could be good. It has a lot of potential. That overall story has a lot of potential. You can bring in a lot of teenage girls, and just because it speaks to that audience very, very well.
Be careful with the Marvels, Miss Marvel thing. Just saying, because she still is, has a movie coming up.
Yes and no. It would be interesting to see how they pull in the Carol Danvers thing, because this isn't Carol Danvers.
Yeah, it could be different era.
No, this is Camilla Khan. This is the new one. This is the one that's been kind of like huge in the industry.
Okay. I can see it.
And that's why I said it will bring in teenage girls, because that's the audience.
Yes. I can attest to that.
Are any of you are teenage girls?
No, but I've read the comic and it is damn good.
Got two at home and they like Arrow and Flash. So there you go.
Yeah. And the comic itself is extremely well written. It's very, very good. So I can see, and I mean, hell, the person who writes the comic is now head of creative development at Marvel. So there's that.
Okay. I don't care about this one. I really don't. This is one of the shows that I'm going to watch when it's all there and there's nothing in the summer. Oh, wait. There's always something in the summer now. Damn it.
Yeah, that was my point.
Yeah.
That was my whole rant before about comic book shows maybe reaching their usefulness because, okay, you've now maybe possibly gone a bridge too far here. We'll see.
Yeah. And, of course, the video from How It Should Have Ended with Batman and Superman talking about the Batman Superman trailer and mostly talking about the Star Wars trailer, though, because Star Wars trailer was better. Anyway.
Yeah, but I'm Batman.
It is funny. It is damn funny.
Have you seen the trailer? Oh, yeah, I seen it. It was great. And you know, when the Han and Chewie showed up. No, that's not the trailer.
Know what I'm talking about.
Damn. Because I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to make a bunch of gadgets. And I'm going to kick your ass because I'm Batman.
I'm going to hug you to your grave.
Shut up.
I'm Batman.
You know what? Okay, so they're even making fun of it, but you're still talking about the two trailers came
it's
out
true.
Within 24 hours of each other. So, yeah.
That's called counter-programming. That's great marketing. I'm just saying. Because I'm Batman.
That is not why they call it counter-programming, dude.
I know, but I'm Batman.
Still not Batman.
God damn it. Stop breaking my dream. Come on, I'm Ben Affleck sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway, and
when
this
Matthew McConaughey was really sad this weekend.
This became a meme on social media. Basically, what they did was they spliced together a scene from Interstellar and the Star Wars trailer, and basically looked like Matthew McConaughey was crying over the Star Wars trailer. It is fucking funny. It is pretty damn funny.
It is.
Because he starts crying at all the right parts.
Yes, that's the, how do you call it, Interstellar trailer, not trailer, scene with the Star Wars trailer, and it works so well.
So what is with all these people recording themselves as they're watching these trailers? I've seen like 5 or 10 of them or whatever.
It's the new trend where you have the first reaction, because you remember the girl that did the, what's the name, Twilight trailer? That was invited to the Twilight premiere.
Oh, yeah, and she started screaming and crying. And
yeah, and they invited her and her daughter to the Twilight premiere and all that stuff. So people started doing that online. So now the joke is that you take a movie where somebody reacted at the right place, but that Matthew McConaughey one? Yeah.
It's funny. It's really funny.
I saw the guy who was a priest who did the same thing, which was pretty funny because he's looking at the Batman Superman trailer and he's so happy and you're like, dude, you believe in God? Of course. I forgot. I'm Batman.
You're not Batman.
Ah, stop breaking my dreams.
Jeez. But our last little bit, David Hasselhoff.
The man.
I saw this and I'm like, if I have to see it, you motherfuckers have to see it too. True Survivor. It is so 80s, it's like, wah! It's like an 80s fever dream.
He's still huge in Germany.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally. And it's weird, and it's funny, and it's like, I mean, just all the karate shit, I'm like, really, dude?
Do they have tight-rolled pants?
It's all of it. All of it is there. It's like, why are you singing and karate dancing in front of a Lamborghini? That makes no sense.
Yeah, because it's the 80s.
Hard to knock the guy. He got to drive around a supercar in the 80s. He then spent the next decade on a beach with hot babes, right? Then he became this international singing star. Hey, the dude's had an active life.
You forgot that he was... At some point, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, Nick Fury.
He was the original Nick Fury, yeah.
He was the original.
He was the first one. He was the first one. Televised Nick Fury.
He was Nick Fury before motherfucking Samuel Jackson. Just saying.
It's skateboarding through the Tron universe. It's like, what the the fuck is happening right now?
Aslov is just the best joke on the internet for the last 8 years.
And the thing is, though, he owns it. That's I got to respect the dude. The dude owns it. He knows that people are looking at him like, you're a crazy person. And he's like, yeah, fuck it.
Have you seen his interview when the first Avenger came out? And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm still hoping to play Nick Fury one day. And I was like,
no, you're not.
Yes. Yes, oh, that's gonna happen because
no.
He could come back as the head of the board sort of figure.
No, I don't think Marvel wants to touch him with a 10-foot pole. I mean, I can see them actually pass the torch to Nick Fury Jr. because they did that in the comic. And Up, that was pretty cool.
That was okay. The thing is, it'll be interesting to see what they do with the whole reboot stuff. But yeah,
that was pretty cool. So I could see them do that because they would be like at some point, yeah, we love giving checks, but not that much. I mean, at some point, Disney's going to be like, we gave enough check. We would like to keep some of this money. And
they're going to flash back to the time that he was drunk and ate a cheeseburger in the shower.
Oh, dear God.
So as long as Marvel has Agent 13 around and Fitz gets his monkey, I'm good.
Fitz really does need to get his damn monkey, for God's sakes. They've been talking about that since forever. It's like, just give the damn man his monkey.
He's got the monkey in the comics.
It's just give him his monkey. Jesus. Jeebus. By the way, last week's was pretty damn sweet, dude. This week's, that is.
Agents? The one after Melinda?
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was pretty sweet.
It's all been great.
I'm late on Legends of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Damn it! This title was so good, I keep calling that show Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You're not the only one. Clark Gregg even got a little confused this week, too.
Okay. You know when you do a podcast, sometimes amazing thing happen? Clark Gregg actually retweeted us and made a mistake in his tweet that was kind of sweet. I know this is your cast now, and you guys have been rocking it for more than a year and doing awesome job on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Us guys that started the cast have nothing to do anymore with this cast, but that felt kind of good.
It was kind of funny. Yeah. I kind of liked it.
That felt kind
of
good.
You have heard of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys are welcome on anytime. Op, you've been on. Wing, you've been on. Beef, you're more than welcome to come on whenever you want.
And you can talk about Sky and her fine self.
Yummy.
Fine self?
She is fine as hell, yo.
Do you think she's going to be in the Inhuman movie?
You know, I'm back and forth on that because she is an Inhuman and it would make sense. But at the same time, Inhuman movie isn't out until 2018. So I don't know. It would make sense, but I don't know.
I kind of hoping they do at some point make some crossover. I want to see Daredevil in Civil War. I think it would fit.
There has been talk about, not Civil War, but to have the Defenders show up in Infinity War.
That would fit. At least having a lawyer somewhere in there. And if you have let's be honest. If you need a lawyer in the Marvel Universe, it needs to be Daredevil.
Yeah, it kind of does need to be Matt Murdock.
There's
and
a
Foggy.
Couple other.
Jen Walters.
Yeah.
Should be a lawyer.
Yeah, that's true. Well, She-Hulk. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With her fine green self.
And what we've been hearing about, and I'm just saying because it's not out yet, but Age of Ultron, is that it's a lot about, go figure, Hulk and Hawkeye. Lots of H in there. I'm sorry. But it's...
I'm very surprised you got the H's in there. I'm impressed.
He was taking his time.
Hulk and Hawkeye.
Let him walk it out.
But you know what? I'm the first reviews, I've been telling that a lot, and I'm kind of surprised. But you know what? It makes sense, because they're the only one that don't have their own movie. Well, except Black Widow, but let's face it, it's a girl, and it's Disney, and they're like, we don't know what to do with them except making them princess. She's fighting. Oh, dear God.
I actually have to disagree with making them princess, because we've gotten a lot of great, strong female characters. You've got Agent May, Agent 13, you got Carol Danvers coming on. I mean, there's a lot of strong female characters. Okay, the balance might not be there in the totality of the universe, but they're doing good.
I want to see a Sith movie. Just saying.
Sith movie would be sweet.
I don't Sith care what sweet. Genre would be, but yeah.
That has been the news for this week, ladies and germs. Thank you so much for joining us. SP, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back anytime, my homie.
Thanks for having me. Really had fun, and thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for being had.
Wait, oh, what? Dear God.
Anytime.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek. No infringement is intended.